Coastal states across the nation have come to depend on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Sea Grant programs for research and education on issues ranging from storm damage to erosion to sea level rise to aquaculture. But those 33 Sea Grant programs based at places like the University of Maryland and the University of Delaware face an uncertain future under President Trump's budget proposal, which would cut all funding to Sea Grant programs. To see what that could mean for coastal research, Delaware Public Media's Katie Pikus visited scientists who are studying the buildup of microplastics in the Delaware Bay for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Jonathan Cohen is carefully loading microscopic plastic fragments collected in Delaware Bay near the Cherry Island landfill onto a glass slide. He then places the slide on a scanner to get a closer look at what he's collected.
All those little plastic pieces, which you can obviously see with the naked eye, they're varying sizes. They're all microplastics, so there's fibers there, there's larger fragments, there's a microbead.
Cohen is trying to understand how microplastics have been dispersed throughout the bay and how they affect things like fish that eat them.
The work that we're doing right now is hopefully going to lead to that, to stronger collaborations with fishermen to understand how microplastics could be affecting fisheries that they're depending on, because we certainly don't want a situation where if microplastics do become a larger issue in crab fisheries or oyster fisheries, for the fishermen to be sort of caught blindly by that.
Cohen works with three graduate students and a technician. Their project has received 1 year of funding through the Delaware Sea Grant. It's work that would be largely impossible if President Trump's proposed cuts to the Sea Grant program are enacted. Cohen and his students' research on microplastics would stop, and they'd shift their focus to other projects that could find funding elsewhere.
It's disconcerting. There's a lot of important questions that scientists are addressing, and there's a lot of interesting and important questions that the state actually has raised, that organizations like Sea Grant can be a meaningful conduit of connecting the state to universities.
While Cohen can only wait to see how the budget shakes out, the University of Delaware is taking a more proactive approach. Mohsen Beatty is the acting dean of UD's College of Earth, Ocean, and Environment, home to Delaware Sea Grant. He's meeting with Sea Grant staff to assess the possible impact of the proposed cuts here.
There's a sense of anxiety among all the programs that what impact these cuts would have in their local communities and to the research that they have been providing all these years.
In 2016, Delaware Sea Grant distributed $1.1 million in federal money to support 19 research projects. It also gave $200,000 to extension and education programs and $82,000 to community outreach. The money supported 9 graduate students and 1 fellow. If that funding disappears and projects like Cohen's go away, Beatty says Delaware's coast could see dramatic changes without the resources to explain them.
In times that environment is changing and we need to adapt to that change, we need to be able to do research and be proactive with that kind of change, and so that we can adapt in a logical manner and manage that adaptation rather than just let the environment do things that we are not able to control.
Scientists are looking to Congress to intercede and make changes, producing a final budget much different from the Trump administration's blueprint. Delaware Sea Grant's Director of Environmental Public Education, Mark Jolly Van Bodegraven, is trying to be optimistic.
The National Sea Grant Program and all of the state Sea Grant programs, as we're discussing moving forward, feel that we can make the case very effectively to the public and to the congressional delegations that what we do is valuable, it's cost effective, makes a real impact locally.
For now, Jonathan Cohen says he and his students will plug away at their research on microplastics.
There's not much we can do but continue our work. We have funding on projects and we have obligations on those projects, and those projects are leading to interesting findings, and that's what we're trained to do.
I'm Katie Pikus for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Hankin, Jim and Patty Rouse Foundation, the Rob and Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.